Author's
note. The next day.
Special fangs. Get it, because I'm gothic.
The next day.
To my girlfriend. Ew, not in that way. Raven. Bloody tears, 666. For helping me with the story and smelling. You rocked. Justin, you're the love of my depressing life. You rock, too. My chemical romance rocks. Hi, my name is Ebony Darkness Dementia Raven Way, and I have long ebony black hair.
That's how I got my name.
With purple streaks and red tips that reach my mid-back and icy blue eyes like limpid tears. And a lot of people tell me I look like Amy Lee.
Author's note, if you don't know who she is,
get the hell out of here. I'm not related to Jared Way, but I wish I was because he's a major fucking hottie. I'm a vampire, but my teeth are straight and white.
I have pale white skin.
I'm also a witch, and I go to a magic school called Hogwarts in England, where I'm in the seventh year.
I'm 17.
I'm a goth, in case you couldn't tell, and I wear mostly black.
I love Hot Topic,
and I buy all my clothes from there.
For example, today I was wearing a black corset with matching lace around it, and a black leather miniskirt, pink fishnets, and black combat boots. I was wearing black lipstick, white foundation, black eyeliner, and red eyeshadow.
I was walking outside Hogwarts.
It was snowing and raining,
so there was no sun, which I was very happy about. A lot of preps stared at me.
I put up my middle finger at them.
Hey, Ebony.
Shouted a voice. I looked up. It was Draco Malfoy.
What's up, Draco?
I asked. Nothing, he said shyly. But then I heard my friends call me, and I had to go away.
Author note. Is it good? Please tell me, Fangs.
Chapter 2.
Author's note. Thanks to Bloody Tears 666 for helping me with the chapter. By the way, prep stop flaming my story, okay? The next day I woke up in my bedroom. It was snowing and raining again. I opened the door of my coffin and drank some blood from a bottle I had. My coffin was black ebony, and inside it was hot pink velvet with black lace on the ends. I got out of my coffin and took my giant My Chemical Romance t-shirt,
which
I used
for
pajamas.
Instead,
I put on a black leather dress, a pentagram necklace, combat boots, and black fishnets on. I put on four pairs of earrings in my pierced ears, and I put my hair in a kind of messy bun. My friend Willow,
author's note,
Raven, this is you, woke up then and grinned at me.
She flipped her long waist length raven black hair with pink streaks
and opened her forest green eyes. She put on her Marilyn Manson t-shirt and a black mini fishnets and pointy high-heeled boots. We put on our makeup,
black lipstick, white foundation, and black eyeliner.
Oh my fucking God! I saw you talking to Draco Malfoy yesterday, she said excitedly.
Yeah, I said blushing.
Do you like Draco? She asked as we went out of the Slytherin common room and into the
Great Hall.
No, I'm so fucking dumb, I shouted.
Yeah, right, she exclaimed. Then Draco walked up to me. Hi, he said.
Hi.
I replied flirtily. Guess what, he said.
What? I asked.
Well, Good Charlotte are having a concert in Hogsmeade,
he told me.
Oh my fucking God! I screamed. I love Good Charlotte. They are my favorite band besides
My Chemical Romance.
Well, do you want to go with me? He asked.
I guess.
Chapter 3.
Author's note. Stop flaming the story, preps, okay?
Otherwise, thanks to the gothic people for the good reviews.
Thanks again, Raven. Oh, yeah, by the way, I don't own this or the lyrics for Good Charlotte. On the night of the concert, I put on my black lace-up boots with high heels. Underneath them were ripped red fishnets. Then I put on a black leather mini
dress with
all
this corset stuff on the back and front.
I put on matching fishnets on my arms. I straightened my hair and made it look all spiky. I felt a little
depressed then, so I slit one of my wrists.
I read a depressing book while I waited for it to stop bleeding, and I listened to some Good Charlotte. I painted my
nails black.
And put on tons of black eyeliner.
Then I put on some black
lipstick.
I didn't put on foundation because I was pale anyway. I drank some human blood, so I was ready to go to the concert. I went outside.
Draco was waiting there in front of his flying car.
He was wearing a Simple Plan t-shirt.
They would play at the show, too.
Baggy black skater pants,
black
nail
polish, and a little eyeliner.
Author's note, a lot of cool boys wear it, okay?
Hi,
Draco, I said in a depressed voice.
Hi, Ebony,
he said back. We walked into his flying black Mercedes-Benz.
The license plate
says 666. And flew to the place with the concert. On the way, we listened excitedly to Good Charlotte and
Marilyn Manson.
We both smoked cigarettes and drugs.
When we got there, we both hopped out of the car.
We went to the mosh pit at the front of the stage and jumped up and down
as we listened to Good Charlotte.
You come in cold.
You're covered
in
blood.
They're all so happy you've arrived.
The doctor cuts your cord,
hands you to your mom. She sets you free into this life, saying, Joel, I don't own the lyrics to that song.
Joel
is
so
fucking
hot,
I said to Draco, pointing to him as he sung, filling the club with his amazing voice.
Suddenly,
Draco looks
sad.
What's wrong? I asked as we moshed to the music. Then I caught on.
Hey,
it's okay.
I don't like him better than you,
I said.
Really?
Asked Draco sensitively, and he put his arm around me, all protective.
Really?
I said.
Besides, I don't even know Joel, and he's going out with
Hillary fucking Duff.
I fucking hate that little bitch.
I said disgustingly.
Thinking of her ugly blonde
face. The night went on really well, and I had a great time. So did Draco. After the concert, we drank some beer and asked Benji and Joel for their autographs and photos with them. We got
Good Charlotte concert tees.
Draco and I crawled back into the Mercedes-Benz, but Draco didn't go back into Hogwarts. Instead, he drove the car into
the Forbidden Forest!
Chapter 4.
Author's note. I said
stop flaming, okay?
Ebony's name is Edna B., not Mary Sue,
okay?
Draco is so in love with her that he is acting different.
They knew each other before, okay?
Draco! I shouted,
What the fuck do you think you're doing?
Draco didn't answer, but he stopped the flying car and he walked out of it. I walked out of it too.
Curiously.
What the fucking hell?
I asked angrily.
Ebony?
He asked.
What?
I snapped.
Draco leaned in extra close and I looked into his
gothic red eyes.
He was wearing color contacts, which revealed so much depressing
sorrow and evilness.
And then suddenly I didn't feel mad anymore. And then
suddenly
just as I kissed, Draco kissed me passionately,
Draco
climbed on
top of
me and
we
started to
make
out
keenly
against the
tree.
He took off my top and I took off his clothes.
I even took off my bra.
Then he put his thingy into my, you know what, and we did it for the first time. Oh, I screamed.
I was beginning to get an orgasm.
We started to kiss everywhere, and my pale
body
became
all
warm.
And then, what the hell are you doing, motherfuckers?
It was Dumbledore!
Chapter 5.
Author's note. Stop flaming!
If you flame, it means you are a prepper or a poser.
The only reason Dumbledore was sore is because he had a headache, okay? And on top of that, he was mad at them for having sex. P.S.
Yes,
I'm
not
updating
until I get 5 good reviews.
Dumbledore made and Draco and I
follow him.
He kept shouting at us angrily.
You ludicrous fools! He shouted.
I started to cry tears of blood down my pallid face. Draco comforted me. When
we
went
back to the castle,
Dumbledore took us to Professor Snape and Professor McGonagall, who were both looking very angry.
They were having
sexual
intercourse
in
the Forbidden
Forest,
he yelled in a furious voice.
Why did you do such a thing, you mediocre dunces?
Asked Professor McGonagall.
How dare you?
Demanded
Professor
Snape.
And then Draco shrieked,
Because I love her!
Everyone was quiet. Dumbledore and Professor McGonagall still looked mad, but Professor Snape said,
Fine, very well.
You may
go to your rooms.
Draco and I went upstairs while the teachers glared at us.
Are you okay, Ebony?
Draco asked me gently.
Yeah, I guess.
I lied.
I went to the girls' dorm and brushed my teeth and my hair and changed into a low-cut black floor-length dress with red lace all around it and black high heels.
When I came out,
Draco was standing in front of the bathroom and he started to sing,
"I Just Want to Live"
by Good Charlotte.
I was so flattered, even though he wasn't supposed to be there.
We hugged and kissed.
After that, we said goodnight.
And he reluctantly went back to his room.
Chapter 6.
Author's note. Preps, okay? I will not update until you give me good vows.
XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX all ripped around the end, and
a matching top with red skulls all over it,
and high-heel boots that were black. I put on two pairs of skull earrings,
two crosses on my ears. I spray-painted my hair with purple.
In the great hall, I ate some couch chocolate
cereal
with
blood
instead of milk
and
a glass
of red blood.
Suddenly, someone bumped into me.
All the
blood spilled over my top.
Bastard!
I shouted angrily. I regretted saying it when I looked up, because I was looking into the pale white face of a
gothic boy with
spiky black hair with
red
streaks
in
it. He was wearing so much
eyeliner
that
I
was going
down
his face,
and
he
was
wearing
black
lipstick. He didn't
have
glasses
anymore,
and now he was wearing
red
contact
lenses
just like
Draco's,
and there
was
no scar on his forehead anymore.
He
had a
manly stubble on his chin.
He had a sexy
English
accent.
He
looked
exactly
like Joel Madden.
He
was
so
sexy
that my body went all hot when
I saw him, kind of like an erection, only I'm a girl, so I don't get one, you sicko.
I'm so
sorry, he said in a shy voice. That's all right, what's your
name?
I questioned. My name's Harry Potter,
although
most people
call
me vampire these
days.
He grumbled. Why? I exclaimed.
Because
I
love
the
taste
of human blood.
He
giggled. Well, I'm a vampire, I
confessed.
Really? He whimpered.
Yeah,
I roared.
We sat down
to talk
for a while.
Then
Draco
came
up
behind
me
and told me he had a surprise for me, so I went away with him.
Chapter 7,
Bring Me to Life.
Author's note. Well, okay, you guys, I'm only writing this because I got 5 god reviews. Now, by the way, I won't write the next chapter till I get 10 god wands. Stop flaming or I'll report you. Ebony isn't a Mary Sue. Okay, she isn't perfect. She's a Satanist, tits. And she has problems. She's depressed, for God's sakes.
Draco and I held our pale white hands with black nail polish as we went upstairs.
I was wearing red Satanist things on my nails and
in
red nail polish.
Author's note, see, does that sound like a Mary Sue to you?
I waved to Vampire.
Dark
misery was in his depressed eyes. I guess he was jealous of me that I was going out with
Draco.
Anyway, I went upstairs excitedly with
Draco.
We went into his room
and
locked
the door.
Then
we started
Frenching
passively,
and we took off
each other's clothes
enthusiastically.
He
felt me
up
before
I took
off
my top.
Then I
took
off my black leather
bra,
and he took off his pants.
We
went
onto
bed and started making out naked, and
then
he put his boy's thingy in mine, and we had
sex. See, is that stupid?
Oh,
Draco,
I screamed while getting an orgasm when all of a sudden I saw a tattoo I'd
never
seen before on
Draco's
arm. It was a black heart with an arrow through it. In bloody gothic writing were the words,
Vampire!
I was so angry.
You
bastard! I shouted angrily, jumping out of the bed.
No, but you don't understand,
Jacob pleaded, but I knew too much.
You fucking idiot,
I shouted. You
probably
have AIDS
anyway.
I put on my clothes all huffily and then
stomped
out. Draco ran out even though he was naked. He had a really big
you know what?
But I was too mad to care.
I stomped out and did so little in Vampire's classroom,
where he was having a lesson with Professor Snape and
some
other
people.
Vampire
Potter,
you
motherfucker, I yelled.
Chapter 8.
Author's note, stop flossing,
okay?
If you do, deprep.
Everyone in the class stared at me, and then Draco came into the room even though he was naked and started begging me to take him back. Ebony,
it's not what you think,
Draco screamed sadly. My friend Bloody Mary Smith smiled at me understatedly. She flipped her long waist-length
gothic
black hair and
opened
her crimson
eyes
like blood.
She was
wearing
contact
lenses
on.
She had pale white skin, and she was wearing white makeup on.
Hermione was kidnapped when she was born. Her real parents are vampires, and one of them is a witch. But Voldemort killed her mother, and her father committed suicide because he was depressed about it. She still has nightmares about it, and she's very haunted and depressed. It also turns out her real name is Smith and not Granger.
Since she is converted to Satanism, she's in Slytherin now, not Gryffindor.
What is it that you desire, you ridiculous dimwit?
Snape demanded angrily in his cold voice, but I ignored him.
Vampire,
I can't
believe
you cheated
on
me with
Draco.
I shouted at him.
I don't know why Ebony was so mad at me. I had went out with Vampire,
I'm bi, and so is Ebony,
for a while, but then he broke my heart. He dumped me because he liked
Brittany,
a stupid preppy fucker.
We were just good friends now.
He had gone through horrible problems, and now he was
gothic.
Haha, like I'm going out with a prep.
But I'm not going out with Draco anymore.
Said Vampire.
Yeah, fucking right.
Fuck off, you bastard.
I screamed.
I ran out the door and into the forbidden forest where I'd lost my virility to
Draco.
And then I started to burst into tears.
Chapter 9.
Author's note. Stop flaming, okay?
I didn't read all the books.
Yeah. This is from the movie, okay? So it's not from my fault if Dumbledore swores. Biswids, I said he had a headache, and for the reason Snap doesn't lick Harry now, it's because Hess Christian and Vampire is Satanist. My Chemical Romance rocks.
I was so mad and sad. I couldn't
believe
Draco for cheating on
me.
I
began
to cry
against
the tree where I
did
it with Draco.
Then all of a sudden,
an
horribly old man with red eyes and no nose and everything started flying towards me on a broomstick. He didn't have a nose, basically like Voldemort in the movie, and he was wearing all black, but it was obviously
he was
gothic.
It was
Voldemort.
No, I shouted in a scared voice, but then Voldemort shouted,
Imperius!
And I couldn't run away.
Crookshanks!
I shouted at him. Voldemort fell off his broom and
started
to
scream.
I felt bad for him,
even though
I'm
a sadist, so I stopped.
Ebony,
thou
must kill
Vampire Potter.
I thought about Vampire and his sexy eyes and his gothic black hair and how his face looked just like
Joel Madden.
I remembered that Draco had said I didn't understand, so I thought, what if Draco went out with Vampire before I went out with him and they broke up?
No, Voldemort!
I shouted back.
Voldemort gave me a gun.
No, please! I begged.
Thou must.
He yelled.
If thou dost not, then I shall kill thy beloved Draco.
How'd you know?
I asked in a surprised way.
Voldemort got a dude, you're so retarded look on his face. I have
telekinesis.
He answered cruelly. And if you do not kill Vampire, then thou know what will happen to Draco, he shouted.
Then he flew away angrily on his broomstick.
I was so scared and mad.
I didn't know what to do. Suddenly, Draco came into the woods.
Draco!
I said,
Hi!
He said back, but his face was
all
sad. He was wearing
white
foundation
and messy eyeliner,
kind of like a pentagram.
Get it? Between Joel Madden and Gerard Way.
Are you okay?
I asked.
No.
No, he answered.
I'm sorry I got all mad at you,
but I thought you cheated on me.
I expelled. That's okay.
He said all depressed, and we went back into Hogwarts together, making out.
Chapter 10.
Author's note. Stop it, you fat gay fags. If you do not like me, like my story, then fuck off. P.S. It turns out Bloody Mary isn't a muggle effort. L and she and Vampire are evil. That's why they moved houses, okay?
I was really scared about Voldemort all day. I was even upset.
Went to rehearsals with my gothic metal
band
Bloody Gothic Rose 666.
I am a lead singer of it and I play guitar.
People say we
sound
like
a cross
between
Good
Charlotte,
Slipknot,
and My Chemical Romance.
The other people in the band are
Bloody Mary,
Vampire, Draco, Ron.
Although we call him Diablo now. He has black hair now with blue streaks in it.
And Hagrid. Only today, Draco and Vampire were depressed, so they weren't coming, and we wrote songs instead. I knew Draco was probably slitting his wrists.
He wouldn't die
because
he was a vampire, too.
And the only way you can kill a vampire is with the
C-R-O-S-S.
There's
no
way
I'm writing
that.
Or a stake.
And Vampire was probably watching a depressing movie like
The Corpse Bride.
I put on a black leather shirt that showed off my boobs and tiny matching miniskirt that said Simple Plan on the butt. You might think I'm a slut, but I'm really not.
We were singing a cover of Helena, and at the end of the song, I suddenly bust into tears.
Ebony, are you okay?
Bloody Mary asked in a concerted voice.
What the fuck do you think?
I asked angrily, and then I said,
well
Voldemort
came,
and
the
fucking
bastard
told
me to
kill
Harry.
But I don't want to kill him, because he's really nice, even if he did go out with Draco.
But
if I
don't
kill
Harry,
then
Voldemort
will
fucking
kill Draco.
I burst
into
tears.
Suddenly Draco jumped out from behind a wall.
Why didn't you fucking tell me?
He shouted. How could you fucking...
Poser muggle bitch!
See,
is that a character?
I started
crying. Jacob
started
crying
too.
All
sensitive.
Then he ran out crying.
We practiced for one more hour, then suddenly Dumbledore walked in angrily. His eyes were all fiery, and I knew this time
it wasn't because he had a headache.
What have you done? He started to cry wisely.
See, that's basically nut swearing, and this time he was really upset, and you will see why.
Ebony Draco has been found in his room. He committed suicide by slitting his wrists.
Chapter 11.
Author's note. I said, stop swimming, you preps. See if... This chapter is stupid, 111. It deals with real serious issues. SPC for yourself if it's stupid brain. Thanks to my friend Raven for helping me. XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX
fuck off,
and I ran to my room crying myself.
Dumbledore chased after me, shouting, but he had to stop when I went into my room because he would look like a perv that way.
Anyway, I started crying tears of blood, and then I slit both of my wrists.
They got all over my clothes, so I took them off and jumped into the bath angrily while I put on a Linkin Park
song at full volume.
I grabbed the stake and almost stuck it into
my heart to commit suicide.
I
was
so
fucking
depressed.
I got out of the bathtub,
put on a black low-cut dress with
lace all over it, sandy.
I put on a black high heel
with pink
mesh
stuff
on the ends and six pairs of
skull
earrings. I
couldn't fucking
believe
it.
Then I looked out the window and screamed.
Snap
was spying on me,
and he was taking
a
videotape of me.
And Lupin was masticating to it.
They were sitting on the broomsticks.
You fucking perv! Stop looking at me naked! Are you pedos or what? I screamed, putting on my black towel with
a picture
of Marilyn Manson on
it.
Suddenly, vampire ran in.
Abracadabra!
He yelled at Snape and Lupin, pointing his womb.
I took my gun and shot Snape and Lupin a gazillion times.
And they both started
screaming,
and the camera broke.
Suddenly,
Dumbledore ran in.
Ebony, it has been revealed that someone
has...
No!
He shouted, looking at Snape and Lupin, and then he waved his wand, and suddenly...
Hagrid ran outside on his broom and said, "Everyone, we need to talk."
What do you know, Hagrid? You're just a little Hogwarts student.
I need to be
a Hogwarts
student, Hagrid said, paused angrily.
But I'm also a Satanist.
This cannot be,
Snap
said in a crisp voice as blood dripped from his hand with Dumbledore's wand had shot him.
There must be other
factors.
You don't have any, I yelled in madly.
Lupin held up the camera triumphantly. The lens may be ruined, but the tape is still there.
I felt faint,
more than
I
normally
do,
like
how
it feels
when
you
do
not
drink
enough
blood.
Why are you
doing
this?
Lupin said angrily while he rubbed his dirty hands on his cloak.
And then I heard the words that I had heard before, but not from him. I did not know whether to feel shocked and happy or to bite him and drink his blood because I felt faint.
Because Hagrid said, and then paused in the air dramatically, waving his wand in the air.
Then
he swooped in,
singing
to the tune of a gothic version of a song by 50 Cent.
Because you're gothic?
Snap asked in a little afraid voice because he was afraid it meant he was connected with Satan.
Because
I love her!
All right, people, I didn't write this. I don't claim ownership. This was done seeing no one can't seem to repost a full version of this shitty fic, so I decided to do just that. Enjoy the show, and remember, after reading this, drinking bleach isn't the answer.
Author's note. Stop effing it. Okay, Hagrid is a pedo, too. A lot of people in American schools are like that. I wanted to address the issue. How do you know Snape it ain't Christian? Plus, Hagrid isn't really in love with Ebony. That was Cedric, okay?
XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX
anything happened to him.
He told me to use it valiantly against the enemy, but I knew that we must both go together. No, I thought it was Hagrid. It was vampire.
He started to scream.
Oh my fucking god, no! My scar hurts! And then his eyes rolled up.
You could only see his red whites.
I stopped.
How did you know?
I saw it.
And my scar turned back into the lightning bolt.
No!
I ran up closer.
I thought you didn't have a scar anymore.
I shouted.
But Diabolo changed it into a pentagram for me. And I always cover it up with foundation, he said back.
Anyway, my scar hurt and it turned back into a lightning bolt.
Save me.
Then I had a vision of what was happening to Draco.
Voldemort
has
him
in bondage. Anyway, I was in the school nurse's office now recovering from my slip wrists.
Snap and Lupin and Hagrid
were there too.
They were going to St. Mungo's,
but they were covered because they were pedophiles and you can't have those fucking perfs
teaching
in
the
school with
lots
of hot
girls. Dumbledore had constipated
the
city of
camera.
They took me naked. I put up my middle finger at them.
Anyway,
Hagrid
came
into
my hospital in bed holding a bouquet of
pink roses.
Anobi, I need to tell you something, he said, in a
V-serious voice, giving me the roses.
Fuck off,
I told
him. You know how I fucking hate the color pink anyway, and I don't like fucked up preps like you, I snapped.
Hagrid had been mean to me before for being gothic.
No, Anobi. Hagrid
said,
Those are not roses.
What are they, goths, two poser prep?
I asked because I was angry that he had bought me pink roses.
I saved your life.
He yelled angrily.
No, you didn't,
I replied. You saved me from getting a Paris Hilton video made from your shower scene and being viewed by Snap and Lupin.
Who masturbated?
See, is that spelled wrong?
He yelled silently. Whatever.
I yelled angrily.
He pointed his wand at the pink roses.
These aren't roses.
He suddenly looked at them with an evil look in his eyes and muttered, well, if you wanted honesty,
that's all you had to say.
That's not a spell. That's a
My Chemical Romance song.
I corrected him wisely.
I know. I was just warming up my vocal cords.
And he screamed,
"Petulis Marengo Mi Crumilaci Romatio!" For all you cool gothic My Chemical Romance fans out there, that is a tribute, especially for Raven.
I love you, girl.
And
then the roses turned into huge black flaming
floating
in the middle of the air.
And it was black.
Now I knew he wasn't
a prep.
Okay, I believe you. Now what the fuck is Draco?
Hagrid rolled his eyes. I looked into the balls of flame, but I could see nothing.
You see, Anobi?
Dumbledore said,
watching the two of us, watching the flame.
To see wit is in the flames.
Ha ha, you reviewers, flames, get it?
You must find yourself first, okay?
I have found myself, okay? You mean old man?
Dumbledore looked shocked.
I guess you didn't have a headache, or else you would have said something back.
Hagrid stormed off.
Into his bed.
You are a liar, Prof Dumbledore.
Anyway, when I got better, I went upstairs and put on my black
leather
mini dress
that was
all
ripped on the ends with lace on it.
There was some corset stuff on the front. Then I put on black fishnets and black high-heeled boots with pictures of Billy Joel Armstrong on them.
I put my hair all around me so I looked like Samara from the ring.
If you don't know who she is, you're a prep, so fuck off.
And I put on blood red lipstick, black eyeliner, and black lip gloss. You look kawaii, girl, Bloody Mary said sadly.
Thanks, get it?
You do too.
I said sadly too,
but I was still upset.
I slipped both my wrists, feeling totally depressed, and I sucked all the blood.
I cried again in my bathroom and put on the shades on so Snap and Lupin couldn't spy on me this time.
I went to some classes. Vampire was in the hair of magical creatures.
He looked all depressed because Draco had disappeared and he had used to be in love with Draco.
He was sucking some blood from a Hufflepuff.
I said in a depressed way.
Hi back.
I said in a wackily depressed way.
We both looked at each other for some time. Harry had beautiful red gothic eyes, so much like Draco's.
Then we jumped on each other and started screwing each other.
Stop it now, you horny simpletons!
Shouted Professor McGoggle, who was watching us, and so was everyone else.
Vampire, you fucker!
I said, slapping him.
Stop trying to screw me.
You know I love Draco.
Draco.
I shouted, and then I ran away angrily. Then he started to scream, Oh my fucking god, no, my scar hurts! And then his eyes rolled up.
You could only see his red whites.
No, I ran up closer. I thought you didn't have a scar anymore.
I shouted.
I do, but Diabolo changed it into a pentagram for me, and I always cover it up with
foundation.
He said back. Anyway, my scar hurts,
and
then I
have
vision
of what happened to Draco.
Voldemort has him
bondage.
XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX
this. 1-1-1-1-1.
Hey, Raven, do you know where my sweater eye?
Chapter 13.
Raven, thanks for helping me again. I'm sorry I took your poster of Gerard, but that guy is such a fucking sex bomb.
Press stop flaming.
Vampire and I went up the stairs looking for Dumbledore. We were so scared.
Dumbledore, Dumbledore.
We both yelled,
Dumbledore
came
there. What is it that you want? Now, you despicable snob, he asked angrily.
Voldemort has Draco.
We shouted at the same time.
He
laughed in an evil voice.
No,
don't.
We need to save Draco, we begged.
No, he said meanly, I
don't
give
a darn
what
Voldemort
does
to Draco.
Not after how much he misbehaved in school, especially with you, Ebony.
He
said while he frowned looking at me.
Besides,
I never liked him that much anyway.
Then
he walked
away.
Vampire started crying.
My Draco!
He moaned. Author's note. Don't you thick gay guys are, like, so hot.
It's
okay, I tried to tell him, but then that didn't stop him.
He started
to
cry tears
of blood.
Then
he
had a
brainstorm.
I had an
idea,
he exclaimed.
What?
I asked him.
You'll
see,
he said.
He
took out
his wand
and did
a spell.
Then
suddenly,
we were in
Voldemort's
lair.
We ran in with our wands out just as we heard a croon voice say,
Allah Kadabra!
It was Voldemort!
Chapter 14, author's note. Fuck off, Preps, okay? Raven Fangs
for
helping
again.
I'm sorry I couldn't update, but I was depressed, and I had
to go to
the hospital because I slipped my wrist.
Yes, I'm not updating until you give me 10 god revows. Warning, some of this chapter is extremely scary.
The hour expression and this.
We ran to where Voldemort was.
It turned out that Voldemort wasn't there.
Instead, the fat guy who killed Cedric was. Draco was there, crying tears of blood. Snake Tail was torturing him.
Vampire and I had ran in front of
Snake
Tail.
Rid my sight,
you
despicable
preps. He shouted as we started shooting him
with
the
gun.
And
then
he
suddenly looked at me.
And he fell down with a lovey-dovey look in his eyes.
Ebony, I love you.
Will
you
have
sex
with
me?
He said.
In this, he is 16 years old,
so he's
not a pedophile,
okay?
Huh?
I asked.
Ebony, I love you. Will you have sex with me?
Asked
Snake Tail.
I started
laughing
crudely.
What
the
fuck?
You torture my boyfriend and then
expect
me
to
fuck
you?
God,
you're
so
fucked
up.
You fucking
bastard, I said angrily.
Then I stabbed him in the heart.
Blood poured out like a fountain.
No!
He started screaming and running around. Then he fell down and died.
I burst into tears sadly.
Snake Tail, what
art
thou
doing?
Called Voldemort.
Then he started coming.
We could hear his high heels clacking towards us.
So we got on our broomsticks and flew to Hogwarts.
We went to my room.
Vampire went away.
There, I started crying.
What's wrong, honey?
Asked Draco, taking off his clothes
so we could screw.
He had a sex pack.
Get it?
Because
he's so
sexy.
And a really huge,
you know what?
And
everything.
It's so unfair.
I yielded.
Why can't I just be ugly or plain like all the other girls in
Press here
except
for Bloody
Mary
because
she's
not ugly,
ugly
or
anything.
Why would you want to be ugly?
I don't like the preps anyway.
They're such fucking sluts.
Answered Draco.
Yeah, but everyone is in love with me.
Like
Snape
and
Lupin took a video of me naked. Hagrid is in love with me. Vampire is in love with me. Snake Tail is in love with me. I just want to be with
you,
okay, Draco? Why couldn't Satan have me less beautiful.
I shouted angrily.
And don't worry, Ebony isn't a snob or anything, but a lot of people have told her she's pretty.
I'm good at too many things.
Why
can't
I
just
be
normal?
It's a fucking curse.
I shouted, and
then
I ran away.
Chapter 15.
Author's note. Stop flaming, okay? By the way, you suck. From now on, every time someone flames me, I'm going to slit my wrists. Thanks, Irene, for helping.
Ebony shouted Draco sadly.
No,
please
come back.
But I was too mad.
Whatever.
Now you can go and have sex with a vampire.
I shouted.
I stormed into my room and closed
my
black
door
with my blood red key.
It had a picture of Marilyn Manson on it.
He looked
so sexy in a way that reminded me of
Draco
and
Vampire.
I started to cry and weep.
I took
the
razor and started to slit my wrists.
I drank
the
bottle
of
all
the
press.
Then I looked
out
at the black
good
Charlotte watch and noticed that
it
was time to go to biology class.
I put on a short, ripped black
gothic
dress that said Anarchy on the front
in
blood
red
letters.
It was all
ripped
and
a spiky belt.
Under that,
I put
on a ripped
black
fishnets
and boots
that
said Joel
all
over
them with blood red letters.
I
put on my ebony black hair out.
Anyway,
I went downstairs feeling all sad and depressed as
usual.
I did
some
advanced
biology
work.
I was turning
a
bloody pentagram
into
a black
guitar.
Suddenly the card turned to Draco.
Ebony,
I
love
you. He shouted sadly.
I do not
care
what
those
fuckers
think.
You're
the
most beautiful girl in the
world.
Before I met you, I used to want to
commit
suicide all the
time.
Now I just
want to
fucking
be
with
you.
Fucking
love you.
Then he started to sing The Chronicles of Life and Death.
We considered
it
our
song
now
because
we
fell
in love
while
Joel
was singing
it.
Right in front
of
the entire
class. His
singing
voice
was
so amazing
and gothic and
sexy. Like a cross between Gerard, Joel, Chester, Pierre,
and
Marilyn
Manson. Author's note, don't you think those guys are so hot? If you don't know who they are,
get
the fuck
out
of here.
Oh my
fucking
god.
I said after he was finished.
Some
fucking
prep
stared
at
us, but
I just
stuck
up my middle
fingers.
That were covered in black nail polish and were entwined with Draco's now.
At them.
I
love
you.
I said, and then we started to kiss.
Just
like
Hillary Duff.
I fucking
hate
that
bitch.
CMM.
Cinderella
story.
Then he went and away holding hands.
Lupin
shouted
at
us,
but
he
was stopped
because
everyone
was
clapping.
But how sexy we looked together.
Then
I saw
a poster saying that
My
Chemical
Romance
would be having
a concert
in Hogsmeade right then.
We looked at
each
other all shocked, and
then
we went
together.
Chapter 16.
Author's note, you know what? Shut up, okay? Prove to me you are not preps. Raven, you suck, you fucking bitch. Give me back my fucking your suspendurant.
Raven, what the fuck, you bitch? You're supposed to do this.
By the way, thanks
to Brittany 56554 teaching my Japanese.
XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX
We ran in happily. My Chemical Romance were there playing Helena. I was so fucking happy. Gerard even looked sexier than he did in the pictures.
Even Draco thought so. I could totally see him getting an erection, but it didn't matter because I knew that we were the only
true
ones for each other.
I was wearing a black leather mini dress and black leather platinum boots with
red
fishnets. Draco was wearing a black baggy Chemical Romance t-shirt and black baggy pants.
Anyway, we
started
mushing to Helena.
We Frenched.
We ran up to the front of the band and stage dive.
Suddenly, Gerard pulled off his mask.
So did the others.
We gasped.
It was Voldemort and the Death Dealers.
What the fuck, Draco?
I'm not going to a concert with you.
I shouted angrily.
Not after what happened to me last time.
Even if it's my Chemical Romance, you know how much I like them.
What? Because we, you know.
He gadgeted uncomfortably.
Because guys don't like to talk about
you know what.
Yeah, because we, you know.
I yielded.
In an angry
voice.
We won't do that
again.
Draco promised.
This time we're going with an escort!
Oh my fucking god.
What the fuck?
Are you getting into the mainstream?
I asked.
So I guess you're a prep or a Christian or what now?
Christina.
No, he muttered loudly.
Are you becoming a prep or what? I shouted angrily.
No, I'm not.
Please come with me.
He fell down to his knees and started singing
The World is Black
by Good Charlotte to me.
I was flattened because that's not even a single.
Yeah, memorized the lyrics
just
for
me.
Okay, then I guess I will have to.
I said, and then
we friends for a while,
and I went up to my room.
Bloody Mary was standing there.
How's your girl? She said, she speaks Japanese, so do I. That means how do you do in Japanese?
By the way, Willows,
that fucking poser got expelled. She failed all her classes.
And she skipped math.
Author's note,
you fucking suck.
Fuck you. It serves that fucking bitch right, I laughed angrily.
Well, anyway,
we were feeling all depressed.
We watched some gothic movies
like that's Nightmare Before Xmas.
Maybe
Willow
will
die too, I said.
Kawaii.
Bloody Mary shook her head energetically.
Lethargically. Oh yeah, I had a confession.
She got expelled, I murdered her, and then Lupin did it with her
because he's a necrophilac.
Kawaii, I'm coming happily.
We talked to each other in silence for the rest of the movie.
Oh hey, by the way, I'm going to a concert with Draco tonight in Hogsmeade with
My Chemical Romance.
I need to wear like the hot set outfit ever.
Bloody Mary
nodded
energetically.
Oh my fucking god.
Totally, let's go shopping.
In Hot Topic, right?
I started getting out my special Hot Topic loyalty card.
No.
My head snapped up.
What? My head spun.
I could not believe it.
Bloody Mary,
are
you
a prep?
No, she laughed.
I found some cool gothic stores near Hogwarts, that's all.
Who told you about them? I asked, sure, it would be Draco or Diabolo or Vampire. Don't even say that name to me or me.
Dumbledore, she said.
Let me call our bros.
Oh my fucking god,
Dumbledore?
I asked quietly.
Yeah, I saw the map for Hogsmeade on the desk. She told me.
Come on, let's go.
We were going off to punk off stores, especially for the concerts in Hogsmeade.
The salesperson was, oh my god, hotter than Gerard,
except that's impossible.
And he gave me a few dresses.
We only have these for the real goths.
The real goths.
Me and Bloody Mary asked.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe
how
many
posers
are
in
this
town,
man. Yesterday, Lupin and Snap tried to buy a gothic camera pouch. He shook his head.
They had a camera.
Oh my fucking god.
No, they're gonna spy on me again.
I cried, running out of the changing room.
Wearing a long black dress with lots of red tulle coming out of it and a very low cut with a huge slit.
Oh my
Satan,
you
have
to
buy
that
outfit.
Yeah, it looks totally hot.
Said
Bloody
Mary.
You know what? I'm gonna give it to you for free because you look really hot in that outfit. Hey, are you gonna be at that concert tonight?
He asked. Yeah, I am actually. I looked back at him. Hey, by the way, my name's Ebundy, Darkness
Dementia.
Tara Wang. What's yours?
Tom Ridd.
He said,
and ran a hand through his black dyed hair.
Maybe I'll see you there tonight.
Yeah, I don't think so, because I'm going there with my boyfriend Draco.
You sick perv!
I yelled angrily, but before he could beg me to go with him, Hagrid flew in on his black broom looking worried.
Oh my fucking god, Ebony, you need to get out of the castle now!
Chapter 17.
Author's note. I said, stop flaming the story. If you're a prep, then don't read it. If you can tell whether
you're
a prep
or
not
by
my
quiz,
it's on my homepage. If you're not, then you're
rock.
If you do, then fuck you off.
Please,
Willow isn't
really
a prep.
Raven, please do this. I'll promise to give you back your
poster.
666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666
us with makeup if he wanted because he was really into fashion and stuff.
He's bisexual.
Hagrid kept shouting at us to come back to
Hogwarts.
What the fuck, Hagrid? I shouted angrily. Fuck off, you fucking bastard.
Well, anyway, Willow came in. Hagrid went away angrily.
Hey, bitch, you look kawaii, he said.
Yeah, but not as kawaii as you,
I answered sadly. Because Willow's really pretty at everything.
She was wearing a short black corset thingy with blood red lace on it and a black leather mini skirt.
Leather fishnets and black pointy boots that showed off how pale she was. She had a really nice body with big boobs and everything.
She was thin enough to be anorexic.
So are you going to come with Draco?
Yeah.
She asked. I'm going with Diabolo.
She answered happily.
Well, anyway, Draco and Diabolo came. They were both looking extremely hot and sexy. And you could tell they thought we were out to. Diabolo was wearing a black t-shirt and said 666 on it. He was wearing tons of makeup,
just like Marilyn Manson.
Draco
was wearing black leather pants, a gothic black Good Charlotte t-shirt, and black fans that he got from the War Tower.
Bloody Mart was going to the concert with Dracula.
To be called Neville. No, it turned out he was not at birth, and his family were vampires.
They died in a car crash.
Neville converted to Satanism.
He went goth.
He was
in Slytherin now.
He was
wearing
a black
worked
shirt,
t-shirt,
black
jeans
and
shoes,
and black
hair with
red streaks in it.
We call
him
Dracula
now.
Well,
anyway,
we all
went
to
Draco's
black
Mercedes Benz.
Get it?
Because
we're
gothic.
That his dad, Lucian
gave
him.
We did
pot, coke, and crack.
Draco
and I met.
We made fun of
those stupid fucking preps.
We soon got
there.
I guess.
Gerard was the sexiest guy ever. He looked
even
sexier than he did in pics. He had long raven black hair and piercing blue eyes. He was really skinny and he had an amazing ethnic voice.
We
moshed to
Helena
and
some
other
songs.
Suddenly, Gerard pulled off of his mask.
So
did the other
man.
I gasped.
It was
Gerard all at all.
It was an ugly, preppy man with no nose and red eyes.
Everyone
ran away
but
me and Draco. Draco and I came. It was Voldemort
and
the Death Dealers.
You moronic idiots, he shouted angstily.
Enemy, I told you to kill vampire.
Thou hath failed.
And now
I shall kill thou
and Draco.
No,
please,
we begged sadly,
but
he took out his knife.
Suddenly, a gothic old man flew in on his broomstick.
He had
long
black
hair and a long
black
beard.
Bread.
He was wearing a black robe that said Avril Lavigne on the back.
He
shouted
his spell
and Voldemort
ran
away.
It
was
Dumbledore! Chapter 18.
Author's note, I said stop flaming. If you do, then you're a
fucking
prep.
Thanks
to Raven for
the
help and
stuff.
You
rock. And you're not a prep. Thanks for my sweater. P.S. The
utter
is in
Dumbledore's
force
because
he's trying to be
go-fix
so dare.
XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX
black eyeshadow, blood lipstick, and my dress that was all ripped in stripes so you can see my belly.
I was wearing
a
skull
belly
ring
with a black and red diamonds inside it.
The night before Jacko and I ran back to the skull.
Get it
skull?
Because I'm coughing
and
I like Deb.
Dumbledore just
flew all the way.
We flew there on our brooms. Mine was black and the broom stuff was blood red.
There was
lace all
over
it.
Draco had
black My Chemical Romance
broom.
We went back to
our
rooms
and
we
had
You Know What
to
a Linkin Park song.
Well, anyway, I went down to the Great Hall. There all the walls were painted black and the tables were black too. But
Fooled see that there was a pink pant underneath the black pant.
And there were pastures of poser bands everywhere.
Like Ashley Simpson
and
the
Backstreet
Boys.
What the fuck?
I shouted going to sit next to
Bloody Mary
and Willow.
Bloody Mary
was wearing a black leather mini with a
Good Charlotte
t-shirt,
black fishnets,
and
black pointy boots.
Willow was wearing a long gothic black dress with blood red writing that was all lacy and came up to your thighs
and black boots and fishnets.
Vampire, Dracula, and Draco came.
We started
to talk about who was sexier,
Mikey or Gerard Way or
Billy Joel
Armstrong.
The boys joined in because
they were
bi.
Those guys are so fucking hot.
Navel was saying as suddenly a gothic old man with a
black
beard and everything came.
He was the same one
who had chased away Voldemort
yesterday.
He had a normal tan skin, but
he was
wearing
white foundation
and
he dyed his hair black.
Dumbledore?
We all gasped.
What the fuck?
I shouted angrily. I thought he was just wearing that to scare Voldemort.
Hello everyone, he said
happily.
As you can see, I gave the room a makeover. What do you think about it?
Everyone from the poser table in Gryffindor started to cheer, but we goths just looked at each other and all disfusted and shook our heads. We couldn't believe what a poser he was, Juan.
What a fucking... Wait, where?
By the way, you can call me Albert. He called as we left to our classes.
What a fucking poser. Draco shouted angrily as we went to transformation.
We were holding hands. Vampire looked really jealous. I could see him crying blood in a gothic way. Like Gerard. But I didn't say anything. I bet he's having a midlife crisis. I was so fucking angry.
Chapter 19.
I'm not okay, I promise.
Others know. Please stop playing the story.
If you do, you're fucking prepped and you're jealous, okay? 1-1.
From knock on a gong to dealt your men ravulas, 1-1-1. By the way, everyone I implored us to one fangs to Raven for Monday help, 1-1.
XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX